Next up, a man with an incredible jazz pedigree. He got his start with Dizzy Gillespie and continues to thrill audiences with Wayne Shorter. As a composer and bandleader himself, he's in a class of his own. Pianist Danilo Perez. Danilo Perez just released an ambitious new album called Panama 500. His inspiration? Oh, just 500 years of history. Perez tracks the history of Panama, starting with a Spanish discovery of the Pacific Ocean in 1513.
An event that basically changed the dynamic of the world, how the world connected. You know, Panama became a bridge.
A small country that connected the American continents and the world's biggest oceans. A lot of different goods, cultures, and ideas came together at this bottleneck. Danilo Perez wanted this music to evoke those connections.
With the violin representing the European influence, for example, the percussion representing the African influence, combined with jazz, with the rhythm section, the traditional rhythm section. You know, this was very inspiring to me, especially last year when I was doing the Panama Jazz Festival, playing with Ruben Blades, who is a fantastic artist from Panama. And we play a piece by him called Patria, which is a national anthem. And playing that music just brought so much nationalistic feeling to my heart. And then when I went home, I was just so inspired to write. And it was the perfect, appropriate celebration, 500 years. Also, we're celebrating 100 years of the expansion of the canal. So always revisiting Panama, becoming the bridge, becoming the heart of the world. That's what I've been trying to do with my music.
Let's talk about the first track, Rediscovery of the South Sea. You guys are kind of journeying through the jungle, right?
Exactly. That's exactly what happened. As I envisioned this, it's like the Spaniards coming in. The record started like, it just began. It's like, bam. And then all of a sudden, you're going through the jungle, basically, and then you encounter with the indigenous. And then there is this kind of trying to find out what each other is saying. And all of a sudden, all these challenges that pose that kind of encounter and all the struggles are reflecting on the music. There is a section that I even asked the musicians, play like the Spaniard may have gotten lost so many times during this trip. Without the help of the indigenous, we're not being able to do this trip.
So. You guys are lost in the jungle?
Exactly. I said to them, play like you're lost in the jungle, you know. And it was fantastic because they literally play lost in the jungle to the point that now we try to do this live and it's very difficult to do.
And now you know your way around, so you're kind of faking it.
Exactly. At the end of the first track, I become the voice of the indigenous Indians in Panama. They come up with a huge message saying, this land was given to us alone by our great fathers and great mothers. We have to live in peace and unity. Nobody owns this land.
I'm speaking with pianist and composer Danilo Perez. His new album is called Panama 500. There's an entire suite in this album dedicated to the building of the Panama Canal. It's hard to imagine what an impact, what a pivotal moment that must have been in the country's history.
It's an amazing moment in our life. I mean, to cut the earth in a piece.
We can kind of feel that cutting, like in these rhythmic stabs you have at the piano, like digging away.
Exactly, that's it. And then at the end, I wanted to throw in a little bit of element that the canal really have provided, elements from the Middle Eastern, you know, Middle East. We have a lot of influence from India, a lot of influence from Israel. You know, it's in our music. And I wanted to portray that part too, how far Panama has come, how different the influences and the diversity of our country, basically.
The last piece on the album, it's this beautiful, almost sentimental piece, Panama Viejo, Old Panama. Mm-hmm. Why did you choose to go out on this? Can you talk about that?
Great question. One of the things that makes this record really special to me is I'm just translating a feeling. I don't really have either side or the other. But this piece talks about the challenge that our country has been through with this colonization. There has come a lot of struggle, and that piece was written by Ricardo Fabrega, and that's why I chose to close the record. And on the idea that you gotta learn the history, you gotta be able to move forward, but knowing what happened and to be really aware that all those fierce struggles and challenges that we went through to become a nation that we are, Panama.
That's Danilo Perez. His new album is called Panama 500. Love speaking with you. This is great. Thank you.
Thank you very much.